What is it that you request a meeting with me, the great award-winning necromancer? Well, it's not every day that a mortal comes to me for help. Strangely, I feel obliged to help. It must be quite an emergency if you traveled so long to get here and went through a lot of effort. I will sit down here, and you can share with me what I can do for you. Typical. I sympathize with you, sir. I really do. I can even relate to your heartfelt story. So, to summarize, you do not have luck with women. Human woman, to be exact. And you would like to experience what it's like to have sex before you die. That really does upset me. I've never been the most attractive of the bunch in my day. This is the reason why I have went into the field of necromancy. So your story, it spoke to my heart. It really did. Yes, I can help you out. Do not fear. I'm not going to let you die a virgin. It's not you that's the problem, mortal. It is just normal beings, you know. They can be complicated to communicate with a lot of the time. But because I sympathize with your problem very well, I'm going to ensure you receive the best sexual experience of your lifetime. Out of this world, quite literally. I have a bunch of girls already in my mind lined up for you. You really won't expect it. I'm so quite excited. I really am. Let me get my book for you right next to me. Oh, excuse me. It's very dusty, as you can see. I had to blow all of this off. There we go, as good as new. Apologies, as you can see, it has been a while since I brought out my Necromonicon. Oh no, no need to worry. All the information on how to do this kind of stuff is still ingrained into my head like tattoos on an 80-year-old's booty. Now, shall we begin? The questions. So, without getting too graphic, I found these girls, and I made them not exist any longer, so I could keep them and revive them whenever for my needs. Okay, now moving on. Please, no more questions. If you keep questioning my explanations, and then that leading into more questions, there would be so many plot holes in the script, wouldn't you think? I'm glad you agree. We are here to take your virginity, not here to discuss the logistics behind it. Now I can see why you have been left as a virgin. Nothing? I said nothing. Be professional. Now, before I explain, don't be expecting the ordinary. I'll just leave you with that, okay? Now sit down. Alright, now we can commence.
There we go.
three beautiful ladies. I bet you've never seen a sight like this before in your life. Three ladies here at your call. Now, before we get right into the dirty, you know, of course, I will introduce you to these fine monster girls. I do think it's best you get acquainted with them before you insert yourself. So, this lady here is a beautiful vampire. So, say hello, I guess. No need to be shy here.
Hello there, mortal. At long last, I've been awakened. I'm so hungry. So very, very hungry. It's been a while since I last was brought back to feed on a... the energy of a virgin, it seems.
Now, now. Don't get ready to pounce on them yet. They are very new to this. Don't want to scare a client off. Now. This is just a warm-up, all right? I don't want to throw someone like you straight into the deep end, if I do say so myself.
Oh, of course not. I'm just very excited, you see. It's been a long time since I rubbed my tongue along human skin and tasted how wonderful it was. I almost forgot, even. Now, now, don't be nervous. I know that might have been too forward, but I can assure you there's no need to be afraid. I'm not going to harm you. In fact, you're going to get as much enjoyment out of this as I will. I promise. I'm only 100 years old at most. Well, not really, since I've technically been dead. And then I got suddenly revived through a portal, and then spelled back through, then I'm nothing again, and...
Please stop before there are any more portals, please. I can't risk it.
Well, anyway, I don't know about you, but I'm ready. And with the way you're looking at me right now, I feel your energy, and I can tell that you're so nervous. I can almost hear your blood pumping around your system. It gets me going. It really does. I can't wait to get right into you. Hey, have you ever at least been kissed before? Well. Was that the most perfect first kiss you could have received? I just want to kiss you again. Didn't you love that? Didn't you love feeling my tongue going deeper and rubbing across your teeth and having a little bite of your lip? You're so tasty. You're not so scared now, are you? I can see the goosebumps all over your body, and I can feel the confidence starting to radiate out of you. I'm glad that I could break the ice for you and help you feel the enjoyment out of this and not fear. This is why you came here in the first place, correct? So you should get your money's worth. Or whatever you paid with. Oh no. I don't get material things out of this. I just get the excitement. The adrenaline of being able to feed off energy from horny virgins. Also, most of the time, I'm kinda dead, so I wouldn't be able to do-
Plot hole! Don't worry about the other girls standing there. They won't be watching too much. They mind their own business. They all have their own specialities in pleasing a mortal. And if they were to try to do things to you all at once, it could be too overpowering and could even, in some cases, end in death. They will just kiss each other, lick each other's ass cracks. Don't worry about them. Focus on having fun with these beautiful monster girls. Come on.
No, I'm not a greedy vampire. I'm going to leave nothing but a love bite at the end of our time together. So relax and let me take from you. You're going to love it. It'll get all the parts of your body tingling and ready for the next round. So, I think I'll help myself. You know that, right? It's gonna be hard just to leave little love bites over you. Especially when you taste this good. Okay, I think that it might be time to give your other side some attention. Look. Unfortunately, that is all I can take from you. I can't take too much. As much as I would have wanted you all to myself, I can't be too selfish, and I must give the other girls a turn with their fun with you. I told you, I wouldn't do any harm to you. You just have a love bite. One larger than usual on both sides of your face, but at least it gives you something to remember me by.
All right, keep it moving, keep it moving. The girls here are getting impatient waiting for their turn. I know you like being the main attraction and all being a big flirt, but we are on a time scale here. I'm getting pretty tired. This is taking a lot of energy of my powers.
Okay. I just need to give them one more. I'll be watching you from afar. And I'll be enjoying myself while I do it.
Now, I'm guessing you have never came across a Doulahan before, huh? Doulahan, Doulahan. Hey, hey, hey. Now, don't be feared from the removed head.
Oh, he certainly isn't fearing. My head in my hands is currently at eye level with his bald, and I can say with confidence that his cock is very hard. I think he should unzip it already before it explodes in there. Oh, it looks very tempting from this view. Here, I will take my head that is in my hands and walk closer to you. Going to lift my head up closer to examine your face. And what a great sight it is. How about I move my head lower down? You would like that, wouldn't you? Now back to my favorite view. It looks so tempting. Wouldn't you like to get fucked from my mouth? Now I'm going to move my head with my hands closer to your cock. I can't wait for you to see and feel all the things I can do with my head. You can just sit there and relax. Do absolutely nothing. I can handle it all. Let me gently move my head up and down your cock. What? feel you trembling. I know exactly what you're about to do. But I have to leave it there. I'm sorry. As much as I would have loved for you to fill up inside my mouth, you aren't done yet. It was hard for me to stop going. It really was. You felt really good. But the thing is, that succubus really scares me. She really needs her energy. Yeah, it was fun. I loved every inch of you. But then again, succubus.
Now the last lady I have lined up for you is a succubus. For obvious reasons now, you cannot...
I can honestly say, I've been bursting just waiting for my turn. There's so much sexual energy radiating from this poor virgin right now. I just can't wait to feed from it. Now, I get that my kind has a bit of a bad reputation for, you know, going around having sex and stealing souls. But however, it's been a long time since I've fed on anything, due to obvious reasons, so I've reverted back into my succubus features. That means I don't have to go as far to steal your soul since I'm already kind of dead, you know. I just want to ride some cock. It's been a while. A really long while. Well, yes. I feed off of energy, but it's not a lot like the alive ones running rampant in this day and age. I'll just leave you feeling a little tired, that's all. Doesn't everyone get a bit tired after a fun night? I can also honestly say, I'm very excited below as well. Watching what the other ladies were doing to you. I want you sitting on that chair while I get to have the time of my life riding on you. Yes. How much I've missed you, baby. Come on. Grab my succubus booty cheeks and do it harder, mortal. Yes, mortal. My, it's so funny watching my big melon slap across your face. I'm just surprised I haven't knocked you out yet. So much. It's so big, I can't stop. I love seeing the pleasure you are getting from this. Mortal. Do it, mortal. Make a mess inside of me. Yes. Wow. You did so much inside of me. It's just leaking out of me like tap water now. When I go back to resting, I'll probably still feel you there. With how crazy that was. Getting resurrected once again and called to this place was worth it. It was worth it for that time with you.
Alright, no lovey stuff going on around here. You girls will be going through that portal back to your resting places once again. So I tell you every time, what is it?
To stop developing crushes every time I get to do this. I get it.
Now I think it's time you said thank you and goodbye to these lovely ladies who provided you with such a wonderful time. Wouldn't you agree?
No. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to have my mouth wrapped around a man once again. Farewell to you, mortal. You really did split me in half.
Now, time to get my trusty book again. They're gone. Well, I hope that was sufficient enough from the payment you provided me with. It was a pleasure doing business with you. Now, you must go. I must get back to learning new spells and whatnot. Wait. Before you go, there is a brush and stuff in the corner over there. I think you should clean up the mess first and stinks anyway.